Extinction Rebellion threatens to shut down Heathrow, one of world's busiest airports, on Good Friday. By Victoria Friedman on April 18, 2019. Eco-extremist group Extinction Rebellion discussed shutting down Heathrow Airport on Good Friday after bringing London to a standstill for 4 days. The group, which calls for extreme measures to stop alleged man-made climate change including overhauling democracy and stopping the usage of all fossil fuels in just 6 years, made the suggestions in a leaked private WhatsApp group chat between demonstration leaders, according to The Mirror. In a message headed "Dear Rebels," the eco-activists discussed attacking the aviation industry after bringing London's Rhodes and 1DLR line to a halt this past week, saying, "Tomorrow we raise the bar. We are going to shut down Heathrow. There is a deep remorse for those whose holiday and family plans will be disrupted tomorrow. It is not our intention to cause further separation. However, the aviation industry needs to be targeted and we are all aware of the deep, structural change that needs to come. Heathrow is London's busiest airport, seeing some 1,300 flights per day. And many people will be traveling tomorrow on holiday or to visit loved ones for the bank holiday weekend. Police were out in force this week with some 428 arrests made in just 4 days as protesters obstructed traffic, defaced and blocked entry to the Shell oil building, blocked roads, glued themselves to trains and vehicles, and even glued and chained themselves outside of the home of Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn. On Thursday morning, protesters blocked London Bridge and Vauxhall Bridge, with LBC reporting activists surging onto the latter, stopping traffic at 5-minute intervals. Speaking to LBC Radio Thursday morning, former Metropolitan Police Commissioner Lord Stevens warned that violent crime could rise because police are too busy dealing with the far-left protesters. "A lot of police will be taken from boroughs outside London and we know from past experience that when that happens crime goes up. And here we are in the middle of a knife crime crisis," Lord Stevens said.